Republic of Ansdell on Radio Xanadu, 107 FM. It's after midnight, in fact, it's after 1 a.m. It's the post 1 a.m. surf show. Regular listeners will know this is a regular feature, music from a skip. This week's record from the skip, ladies and gentlemen, is a guy called Dave Clark, and this is The Wookiee. As you can probably hear, that wasn't a Wookiee, it's Disco Stew.
Thank you very much, Paul. This is Disco Stew, dangerously drunk and spoiling for a fight. I'm going to play you a track now, and if you don't like it, I'm going to come around to your house and explain to you at great length why you are wrong and I am right. This is, of course, Man or Astroman, Interstellar Hard Drive.
It's the same series of signals over and over again.
I usually find that disorientation is quite usual after listening to the People's Republic of Ansdell. I'm Lola Kay. We're coming out here from Xanadu 107 FM and on the Wibbly Wobbly Web. The first one for me is Sly Dunbar, Robbie Shakespeare and Marianne Faithfull, all in the back of a taxi. Lola are forever.
How do you dare talk of love if you've never known Lola Rasta Cuera? She thought she was a he thought he was a she, but neither of them knew really. Lola Rasta Cuera. couple, a shabby cat house, the happy few, stripper on a string, foot in the queue, you had to mix wages for the ultimate view. Your head, an Oedipus complex, dug deep in the sea, and when all's been done and nothing's been said, you leave the joint and roll to sleep. You run your fingers through her hair. Between you and me, her lips don't give a damn. She'll go down on you, still breathing air. The sun start to rise, so do you, if you can.
You're listening to Radio Xanadu, 107 FM. My name's Paul of Ansdell. This is the People's Republic of Ansdell. Well, thanks very much to Joe for the last hour of quality entertainment that you always get on Radio Xanadu. Hopefully this week after us will be the legendary Mr. Ronnie Roden himself. And if you go to the chat room on www.radiozanadu.co.uk, one of us will be there, maybe all of us. Okay, as you probably know, I don't really like music. I like comedy. And I'm going to try and bring you some comedy now. My favourite music is comedy. This is Derek and Clive. And a treat for your Top Rank.
I was down the Top Rank ballroom the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with the lads. Yeah. And brought the wives along, you know.
Social occasion.
Well, mate, it's social, you know. Nice to have the birds there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Got things to talk about, haven't they, you know?
Yeah.
Women's talk. Anyway, yeah.
Nice.
I was talking with the lads. I'd been up to the football, you know.
Oh, which? Norwich and Tottenham?
Norwich-Tottenham, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking awful game, that.
Yeah.
Norwich, a team of fucking wankers, aren't
they? Yeah,
right. Fucking wankers, those Norwich. Did you see the game?
No, I was wanking that afternoon.
Couldn't make it, yeah. Well, I was down to be wanking, but, you know, I got a call from a friend and, you know, thought it best to go along.
Yeah, right, well...
Anyway, I was down at Top Rank Ballroom, any case.
Yeah.
I was talking to Sid. You remember Sid who married to Doris?
Right,
and,
yeah.
And I suddenly turned around. Fuck me, I saw the wife.
Well, was that surprising?
No, it's not surprising. What was happening to the wife was surprising. I turned around, saw the wife, fucking great gorilla, fucking her ass off.
No.
I thought, fuck me.
Fucking hell.
I said, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I said, who do I turn to? You know. Who do I fucking get in touch with?
Yeah.
I pay £5 to come to the Top Rank ballroom,
yeah,
and have a civilised conversation, I turn around, there's a fucking gorilla fucking the arse off my fucking wife. I thought, fuck me, I mean... Who do I get in touch with?
Right, yeah, you must have been in a state of near panic.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got pride.
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow anybody, let alone a gorilla, you know, just fuck the arse off my wife like that.
So what'd you do?
Well, I turned to Sid, I said, Sid, look, fucking gorilla fucking me fucking wife. He said, fucking hell, she fucking is being fucked by a fucking gorilla, fuck me. He said, you should get in touch with the top man,
right,
the manager.
Yeah.
So I went straight up, you know, I stormed up. I've got a temper, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm human.
Well, I wouldn't like to be on the end of it.
I'm human. I knocked on the manager's door, no reply.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't taking no reply for an answer. So I stormed straight in, and there he was, stark naked on the floor, with an ant sucking his left nipple.
Oh, no. Oh, fucking hell.
And I said to him, with all the dignity I could muster, I said, is this a way to run a fucking ballroom?
Right.
Is that any way to run a ballroom? Edwyn Collins losing sleep. Well, it should be.
Something I like to do often is get lost in music, and apparently so does Marquis Smith. Off the Infotainment Scan, it's The Fall with Lost in Music.
Lemony, il sur le tableau. Il money. Sir, the tableau, sir, the palace of excess leads to the palace of excess. We
Music.
Indeed it is.
Music.
This is Radio Xanadu 107 FM. You're listening to the People's Republic of Ansdell. My name's Paul of Ansdell. I'd like to say a big shout out now to a big friend of the show, Mr. Ray Copeland, who does a show every week, Monday night, 9 till midnight. If you're not doing anything, when Radio Xanadu is off the air, Radio Caroline, you know how to get it, interwebs or Sky, 0199. And listen to Ray's program. It's really good. Okay, I'm going to try and bring you something by the Fireman now.
Xanadu, broadcasting throughout Merseyside on 107 FM and on the internet. We are the People's Republic of Ansdell. I am Disco Stew. Thank you for listening. Do stay tuned. We've got broadcasts all Saturday and Sunday evening. You can hear us, Ronnie Rodent, Steve West, Russell Bland, who's a favourite of the show, Mr. Binky. Mr. Binky, NMO, there is a wealth of tunes to listen to.
Top talent.
Absolutely. Top talent all round.
Top rank talent.
It certainly is. Time for a bit of a shout out. This next track is going out to regular listeners of the show, Botanicus, Brunus, and the Malkinator. going out to you guys. This is Tim Benson. This is Robot Tourist.
Oh yeah, indeed. We are the People's Republic of Ansdell, and if you want to complain, you can find us on that Sit On My Face Bizzle thing, the same as you can also find Radio Xanadu. And if you actually want to email Radio Xanadu, it's radiox@rock.com, and to text the station, it's 0754 832 5107. At least that's what it looks like, but you know, it's a bit scrawly. Yeah, his writing does look like a spider has committed some kind of harry-carry across the page, but there you go. Coming up from me next, Killing Joke, and 80s.
Radio Xanadu, 107 FM, People's Republic of Ansdell. My name's Paul of Ansdell. We are proud to be on Radio Xanadu. That was The Killing Joke and The 80s, as Disco Stew says. Should be renamed The A-Team. Right, to celebrate the Pope, we're going to be playing loads of records now. This is one of his favourites, I believe. It's... the lead singer out of The Strokes. I thought his favourite band was The Rhythm Method, but there you go. It's Julian Casablancas, and here we go.
Yeah.
Casablancas. Julian Casablancas, out of the blue. At least I think that's how you pronounce his name. Excellent. Casablancas. Cool. It's good to get things right. Disco Stew here. And as I march manfully across the studio, I'm going to put on something which Steve West would know much about. It's one of those black plastic discs, mate, that people used to play in the 70s.
Yeah, loads on this program.
Oh, yeah, we love this. And this is a very special track. Thank you, Paul. Going out to the one like Huey. I dedicated this to you a long time ago. This is the Justice League of Zion, and this is Survival.
I don't care what they say or do. I believe in fighting for survival.
Wales, Republic of Ansdell, coming at you loud and proud, thanks to the wonderful people at Radio Xanadu, 107 FM, all across Merseyside, and you can get them on the Wibbly Wobbly Web. You just need to put in Radio Xanadu to Google, and Bob's your uncle or auntie, depending on which you prefer.
Also available on the cable network in your mind.
Yeah, apparently the cable network in your mind also broadcasts it. The next one from me, coming from the complete score from the Catherine Wheel, it's the wonderful David Byrne. Excellent track, His Wife Refused.
Oh,
107 FM, Radio Xanadu.
Yep.
People's Republic of Hansdale. My name is Paul of Hansdale, and this is the People's Republic of Hansdale. 1 a.m. midnight surf, turf, and birth show, whatever that means. You're very welcome along to it. And like I say, we're proud to be on Radio Xanadu. And I was thinking the day, it's a bit of an honour for me because it's like working with your heroes, really. Because I've been listening to Steve West since I was quite young over the years, and here we are on Radio Xanadu. I don't quite know what to say. Right, so we'll get on with the music then, and I'm going to ask Stu to play this song, which I'm going to dedicate it to him and also Steve. Burrito Brothers, and this is Sin City.
Is that not something beautiful? That was the Flying Burrito Brothers, Graham Parsons, at his absolute best. And I can't recommend too much Grand Parsons, Grand Theft Parsons, absolutely superb stuff.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, a terrific film. Go and see it. I've enjoyed it. You'll love it. Anyway, this is getting toward
the real life story of what happened when Graham died.
It's great. Swords of a Thousand Men.
Resident brethren here in the studio that have to mention that was the ultimate act of supremacy. And apparently, well, the guy out of Temple Tudor is apparently related to Henry VIII.
He's a direct descendant.
Direct descendant, there you go. So if he starts chopping birds' heads off, you know what's going on. Right, the next one from me, it's the lovely, lovely Lady Hawk with an excellent tune, My Delirium. Yeah.